ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 3, Text Number 12. Iti susrumat nirbandham tapaha paramam astitaha vidatsvanantaram yuktam swayam tribhuvaneshvara iti susruma nirvandam tapa paramam astitaha vidhatsvanantaram yuktam swayam tribhuvaneshvara iti susruma nirvandam tapa paramam astitaha vidhatsvanantaram yuktam swayam tribhuvaneshvara iti susruma nirvandam tapa paramam astitaha vidatsvanantaram yuktam swayam tribhuvaneshvara Vaishnavis. Repeat, please. Iti, in this way, susruma, we have heard, nirvandam, strong determination, tapaha, austerity, paramam, very severe, astitaha, is situated in, vidaswat, please take steps. Anantaram, as soon as possible. yuktam defeating swayam yourself tribhuvana ishvara O Master of the Three Worlds. Translation and purport of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Prabhupada. O Lord, we have heard from reliable sources that in order to obtain your post, Hiranyakashipu is now engaged in severe austerity. You are the Master of the Three Worlds. Please, without delay, take whatever steps you deem appropriate. Purport. In the material world, a servant is provided for by the master, but is always planning how to capture the master's post. There have been many instances of this in history, especially in India. During the Mohammedan rule, many servants, by plans and devices, took over the posts of their masters. It is learned from Chaitanya literature that one big samsara, Subuddhi Raj, kept a Mohammedan boy as a servant. Of course, he treated the boy as his own child, but sometimes when the boy will steal something, the master will chastise him by striking him with a cane. There was a mark on the boy's back from this chastisement. Later, after that boy had, by crooked means, become Husain Shah, Nabat of Bengal, one day his wife saw the mark on his back and inquired about it. The Nabahad replied that in his childhood he had been a servant of Subuddhi Raj, who had punished him because of some mischievous activities. Upon hearing this, the Nabahad's wife immediately became agitated and requested her husband to kill Subuddhi Raj. Nabahad Husain Shah, of course, was very grateful to Subuddhi Raj and therefore refused to kill him. But when his wife requested him to turn Subuddhi Raj into a Mohammedan, the Nabat agreed. Taking some water from his water pot, he sprinkled it upon Subuddhi Raj and declared that Subuddhi Raj had now become a Mohammedan. The point is that this Nabat had been an ordinary menial servant of Subuddhi Raj, but was somehow or other able to occupy the supreme post of Nabat of Bengal. This is the material world. Everyone is trying to become master through various devices. Although everyone is serving of his senses, following this system, a living entity, although serving of his senses, tries to become master of the whole universe. Hiranyakashipu was a typical example of this. And Brahma was informed by the demigods of his intentions. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Umilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Jaya Pataka Swami Tinamine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pakshastya Desatarine Jaya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. One more time, I would like to ask all the assemble of devotees, especially our senior Prabhupada disciples who are here, please to be merciful upon me, to share their mercy. I am very unqualified to be sitting here. So many lessons we can learn from this pastime of Hiranyakashipu, Prahlad Maharaj, Nisinghadev. As we know, the first instruction given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this universe was Tapa. Lord Brahma, by doing tapasya, he was able to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, the tapasya that is done by the devotee of the Lord is, according to Lord Rishabhadev, is tapodivyam. You know, it's not only tapa, it's tapodivyam. You know, we all, in this material world, we are forced to do tapasya. You know, it's tapasya to go for war. We are forced to do things that we don't like, but we gotta do it. So that is called tapasya. The demons, they do tapasya, and the devotees of the Lord also, they do tapasya. But Lord Rishabhadev, he says in the fifth canto, chapter fifth, first verse, Nayam deho deham vayam riloke, kastam kamam arhate vid buyante tapo divyam putra ka yena satvam sudiyas mad brahma saukyan tu anantam. So in this material world, everybody is hankering for happiness. Everybody is, because that is our nature. Our nature is to be happy all the time. You know, Satchit Ananda Vigraha. Krishna is Satchit Ananda, and we are part and parcel of Krishna. We are also Satchit Ananda. So, but he says, Tapo Divyam Putra Kanjena Sotvam. He is talking to his sons. You know, he was a king. Actually, he was an incarnation of God. And when he was ready to retire from his kingdom, he get all his sons together and start giving them these wonderful instructions. He says, my dear sons, of all the living entities who have accepted material bodies in this world, one who has been awarded this human form should not work hard day and night simply for sense gratification, which is available even for dogs and hawks that eat stool. One should engage in penance and austerity to obtain the divine position of devotional service, but such activities, one's heart is purified, and when one obtains this position, one obtains eternal blissful life, which is transcendental to material happiness and which continues forever. So that is the tapasya that the devotee wants to perform, tapo divyam. But what kind of tapasya we can do? Rishabhadev, in the next verse, he says, Mahat Swabam Tuaran Nahuti Muktes. Service to the Mahatmas. Service to the devotees. So that is our duty. But it's like in the Vedas, you know, in the Vedas we find this statement, always remember Krishna and never forget him. So, the tapasya is to serve the devotees. What are the things that we shouldn't do? He says, tamodvaran yositam sangisangas. So, by serving the devotees, the doors, you know, for the we open the doors for liberation. But, the doors for health are open for those who yositam sangisangas, who are keeping illicit association with women, or with those who are attached, for those who are attached to keep association with women. So, the devotee wants to purify our heart. No. So, and for that, we require to be engaged in tapasya. So, as I mentioned, the demigods, one of the symptoms of someone who is pious is that when we are in a very uncomfortable position, we we ask for help. We ask for help from the Lord. So every time the devas or the devotees of the Lord are in a very difficult condition, they approach the Lord. But they approach the Lord, but there is a system how they do approach the Lord. You know, they go to see Lord Brahma, and then Lord Brahma goes and pray for the Lord's blessings. So, the devotee of the Lord, we gotta know how to act in this material world. So we shouldn't do things whimsically. Oh, I want this. We shouldn't jump over. You know, it's like in our ISKCON society. So Prabhupada has created this system of authority. You know, GBC, senior devotees, temple president, temple commanders, sannyasis, spiritual masters, you know. And we gotta obey that. We gotta submit ourselves into that system. Because it's given by God. And by following with this system, we wanna get results. But if we act whimsically and we jump over, Krishna doesn't like that. It's not like that. It doesn't work like that. So, something very interesting that I found when I was reading the purport is that Prabhupada spends most of his purport talking about this pastime with this big zamindar, Subhuti Rai, that he was keeping Mohammed boy as a servant, and how this boy, when he was behaving, you know, not in the right way, he was getting chastised. So this chastisement is something that also we have inherited in our tradition. You know, we might ask, is chastisement something good, bad? Is something, you know, that. So according, even Krishna himself, he got chastisement by Mother Yasoda, you know. And he enjoys that, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He enjoyed being chastised. Also, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he met his spiritual master, Ishvara Puri, Ishvara Puri chastised him. You know, you are a fool. You don't know nothing. You don't know Vedanta. It's so difficult to understand Vedanta. Just chant Hare Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya took in a very nice word, in a very nice way. So, the same, the spiritual master's duty is to correct the disciple, and it is necessary, he has to chastise the disciple. So it is the duty of someone who is superior, or who is in a superior position, to take care of someone or those who are in an inferior position. And sometimes it is necessary to chastise them in a nice way, in a very loving way. You know? It's like I remember all my relatives, they told me that when I was a little, you know, I was, how you call when you walk with your knees and your hands? Crawling. I was crawling, and one day my mom, maybe I was too old for doing that. My mom one day, she took me into the courtyard, into the garden, and she closed the door and said, "Oh, everybody said, what are you doing with the child? Why are you taking it over there? You know, I want to make him walk. He's too old for being crawling. Everybody was saying, you're going to kill him. He's a little child. You're going to kill him. You know why you do that?" And they told me that she took me into the garden and started chastising me, you know, "Walk! Walk!" And she made me walk, you know. I don't remember exactly how old I was, but she made me walk. I don't remember, honestly. I was told that that's how it happened. That's how I started walking. My mom forced me. She forced me to walk. Yeah, but it's good. It's good. I remember I got many chastisements when I was a child. But after Sometimes, maybe after when I was 10 years old, my mom did a chastisement too much. And I was missing that. Yeah, I was missing that a lot. So, the followers of the Vedas, you know, the Vedas are meant for understanding God, for worshiping God, and God has different forms. He says, many, many unlimited forms. Amongst all these different forms of God, Rupa Goswami says that the three most important, he says the three most important forms of God, which God manifests in this material world, are definitely Swayam Bhagavan, Krishna, and then second, somebody can guess, Lord Ram, and third, Lord Nrisimhadev. So, with this pastime, Krishna is fulfilling the manifestation of these three important manifestations of Him, of God, you know, with the pastime of Jai and Vijay. So, another thing that Prabhupada mentioned in this verse is that everybody in this material world wants to be a master. Nobody wants to be a servant. Even the servant is trying to find a way how to cut off the master's head and take their post. You know, those who are in master position, they gotta be careful. Watch out the servants, you know. But yeah, this is our position in this material world. Nobody wants to serve. Everybody wants to be the master. That's why we are here, you know. That's why we don't fit in the spiritual world. That's why we are suffering. But our original position is to be Das, Anudas, you know, Gopi Bhartu Pada Kamalayor, Das and Das Anudas, you know. The way how we can awaken this eternal position of serving is by submitting ourselves to someone superior, Krishna and his bona fide representative, the spiritual master, the superior authorities. Someone who is very neophyte, when someone who is very neophyte get chastisement, he gets disturbed. You know, he gets false ego, gets affected, he gets disturbed. But when someone is very sincere or very advanced, he doesn't take it like that. You know, it's like enjoys to be chastised. He's waiting that moment for being chastised. It's like, we see the pastime of Advaita Acharya. He was praised all the time by Lord Chaitanya. And he was feeling uncomfortable, you know, like, I want to get the Lord mercy in the form of chastisement. And we all know the pastime that he started preaching Mayavadi philosophy. And with this rumor came into Lord Chaitanya's ears, he got very upset. Very, very upset. So he went to see Advaita Acharya and asked a few questions. Advaita Acharya replied in a, you know, Mayavadi way. And Lord Chaitanya chastised him, you know, chastised him heavily. And Advaita Acharya was in ecstasy. I was waiting for this moment. I was waiting for this moment to come, you know. That is the attitude of the devotee. Actually, too much to have very easy life without chastisement, without correction. I don't know. Something wrong is going on. So we gotta expect to get correction. If we are not getting that, we should approach our authorities, our superiors, and say, please. So I haven't get chastisement for a long time, but can you please do something? You see? I don't see, you know, that everything I do is okay. Please tell me something. How can I improve my service? How can I improve myself? You know? And we gotta take it in a very nice way. Very nice way. That's the way how we learn. You know? It's like the devotee's life is an open life. This misconception of, oh, my privacy, this is my secret, I do things, you know, hiding, it doesn't exist in the devotee's life. You know? Oh, yeah, association with the devotees, but and then I had my time for doing my thing, nobody will see it. This is lying ourselves. It's lying to ourselves. The devotee, first of all, one of the things that he helps a lot in order to feel secure in our Krishna consciousness, to always searching for the company of devotees. It's like we want to feel secure in our execution of Krishna consciousness if we always have the association of devotees. If we are spending too much time alone with ourselves, our mind is, at least for many of us, is our worst enemy. We start telling us many weird things, you know, weird things, you know. So maybe you go on Facebook or internet, or maybe you go or do something weird. So it's better to have company, you know. For example, I can see in my own life, I see my Guru Maharaj, 24/7, he is all the time with the devotees, even before the stroke. All the time with the devotees. You know, that is, we got a hankering to have the association of the devotees as much as we can. Yeah, sometimes we need some privacy also. You know, we need some privacy. But, we gotta enjoy to do everything with the devotees. Going out for Sangeetan, with the devotees. Taking prasadam, with the devotees. Chant the holy name, with the devotees. Service, cutting vegetables with devotees. Yes, everything with devotees. That is how we enjoy. You don't see Krishna, you know, you don't see any picture of Krishna being alone. He's with a cow, with his friend, with his mom, with a serpent, with a animal. Krishna's all the time around with devotees. So that should be our desire. And actually that is the prayers of the great Vaishnava Acharyas. They are always hankering for the association of devotees. So I want to stop here. Thank you very much. If any question, comments, corrections. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. Jai.